A person has died after ransomware hit a hospital. Twitter is requiring new security efforts for high-profile political users. And Mozilla shuts down Firefox Send. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris and this is ThreatWire for September 22nd, 2020. This is your summary of the threats to your security, privacy, and internet freedom. I have got a few announcements, including my giveaway, which is ending tomorrow, the 23rd, so do not skip this part. I am still offering a 15% discount for annual Patreon memberships, and patrons now also get a discount for the Hack 5 shop as well. Lastly, I am also giving away 5 Wi-Fi Pineapple Mark 7s. It used to be 3, but now it's 5 in my unboxing and setup video, which is posted over on my tech YouTube channel. The link is below in the description. Just subscribe and comment to be entered. And thank you so much to each and every one of you for helping my channel hit 30,000 subscribers. That's huge and amazing, and I never thought that would be possible. So now on to the news. An investigation is currently happening to find out who is behind ransomware that hit a German hospital and possibly ended in the death of a patient. This is being described as negligent manslaughter by authorities. The ransomware attack happened last Friday while an unidentified patient had to be turned away from the Dusseldorf University Hospital as they were dealing with the cyber attack, which ended up delaying her treatment, creating a life-threatening situation. The patient had to be transported to another hospital about 20 miles away, and she ended up dying. According to reports, the attack began about 24 hours prior to her death, and it encrypted about 30 hospital servers. Messages left on the servers were odd, as they instructed the Heinrich Heine University to contact attackers for ransom directions. Since the ransomware was actively hitting a hospital that was treating emergency patients, Dusseldorf police got in contact with the attackers, and the attackers ended up sending a decryption key before disappearing, so it sounded like that was not their actual target. Now, tweets from the hospital as well as a German cybersecurity agency leads us to believe that the attack targeted a specific vulnerability in Citrix's application delivery controller, which had an advisory back in January, as well as a CVE from 2019. This is the same vulnerability that was used recently by attackers to target game and software makers, so it may not even have a connection between the two. Now, this investigation could mark the first known case of a human death, which was indirectly caused by ransomware that may or may not have been targeting a hospital. It is possible that the hospital was not indeed the target and was just swept up in a targeting campaign against the university mentioned in the ransomware note. Recent reports have found that there have been a rise in campaigns targeting universities and colleges, according to the UK National Cybersecurity Center. Twitter announced on Thursday that it will be implementing stronger security for certain high-profile target accounts during the 2020 election, which is only a matter of weeks away. According to their update, these new security tools will be a requirement or strongly recommended, and the high-profile account holders will be notified of the changes via an in-app notification. The group of accounts include the U.S. executive branch and Congress, governors and secretaries of state, presidential campaigns, political parties, and candidates running for House, Senate, or governor, as well as major U.S. news outlets and political journalists. Accounts will be required to use a strong password, and any weak passwords will require an update. Twitter will also be enabling password reset protection, which will prevent unauthorized changes by requiring email address or phone number verification, and accounts will be strongly encouraged to use 2FA. Now, it should be noted that SMS 2FA can still be bypassed by an attacker, and even a strong password could be phished using off-the-shelf standard software or hardware tools. Adding these requirements does not really do much unless proper internet security hygiene is used every single day. Now, while these requirements will be officially imposed upon high-profile targets, they also are available to us normies right now to take advantage of as well. Stronger passwords, logins, login alerts, and 2FA are all available to Twitter users through the security and privacy settings. Twitter will also internally add sophisticated detection and alerts for quick response to suspicious activity, increased login defenses, and expedited account recovery support. Before we hit story number three, I wanted to say thank you so much to my supporters over at patreon.com/threatwire. Make sure to check out these amazing new fur baby photos from my Hush Puppy perk level patrons, who are totally awesome for sending them in. I love them, so make sure to keep them coming. Also, I wanted to mention, patrons of ThreatWire now get access to discount codes for the Hack 5 shop.
So you can get a pineapple.
That's right. Also, if you have not seen the action alerts that I've been posting on the page, I have gotten really great feedback from several different patrons who said that they have used the alerts to harden their own network security. I think that's awesome news, and you can see all of the alerts over on the Patreon page by searching Action Alerts.
Pineapple.
This is a morbid episode. Bad actors ruined it for the rest of us. Say goodbye to Firefox Send, folks. It's dead. Gone. It got killed off. Over the summer, Mozilla chose to suspend the Firefox Send file sharing service after investigation showed that it was wildly being abused to send malware by malicious actors. Last week, Mozilla announced that Firefox Send would not be coming back, and its suspension is permanent. The encrypted file sharing service was promising, but was being used to conduct spear phishing attacks. They also ended Firefox Notes, which was used to synchronize notes across devices. Now, Notes will be decommissioned in November for Android, and the desktop version will remain available for existing installs, and exports will also be available as well. The company laid off about 250 employees quite recently, as it is focusing on core commercial products instead, and most of the Send team was a part of that layoff. Now Mozilla is focusing on their VPN, Firefox Monitor, and Firefox Private Network, some of which do have paid plans. Now, before I leave, I want to say thank you so much to Chris P., Christopher W., Frakier, Britt K., Felix A., Masonic, Jason G., Jonathan G., Wymal, Daniel N., TBC, Mark V., Kurt C., and Muse, who joined the Patreon team this week. Thank you to each and every one of you. You are so awesome. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe. I'm Shannon Morris, and I will see you on the internet. We'll be right back.